into Katna with Pete Kaiser, who you're taking your 24-hour layover, and you came in really good position into Katna. How are you feeling about the time and the position that you did come in?
Yeah, pretty good so far. I think it's the closest to this pack that's here anyway. Not really close to Martin, but closest I've been to the front of the pack getting into Katna. Yeah.
And with a few people skipping to Katna and heading to Ophir and then on to Iditarod, you know, Lance had said that he was going to take his 24 in Anvik, and that was his plan for this race. And with the weather and the snow, and it sounds like it might be a bit windy tomorrow, can you talk about the weather and kind of what you're thinking when you're going to be heading out of here?
I don't know what it's gonna be like. I don't know if them going over the trail is gonna make it nicer for us tomorrow, or if they're gonna get on a good trail and we're not. If they're gonna get ahead of the weather and we're gonna go into it. I think the next section all the way to Anvik are gonna be a pretty big shakeup, and then we'll finally see kind of the order and the time difference in Anvik, probably somewhere in there, mm-hmm. Shagluk maybe.
When I talked to you before in Nikolai, you had said that maybe you were going to skip to Katna and head on to Ophir. And can you talk about kind of what it went into your decision in stopping here last night?
Well, the trail was right to do it. It was a really good trail and good time. But I have some dog issues that stopping here was the right thing for my team to do last night. So that's why I did it. I would have liked to go into Ophir, but try to patch up a few things here.
And can you talk about what those things are, what the dog issues were?
Oh, just little things. They look fine, but just not 100% right now. And I figured it would be better to stop here and start the clock on the 24 a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. Now, some teams are having trouble, you know, because it's been so warm. Getting the dogs to eat has been somewhat of an issue for some teams. Again, and some teams are fine with it. How's the Kaiser team doing with the heat?
They're doing okay, I guess. I'm so used to eating issues now for the first part of the race and little stomach viruses and stuff like that it almost seems normal now. So it's unfortunate, and it's kind of annoying, but that's just the way it goes, I guess. I don't know if it's a rural team thing that's, you know, not exposed to stuff that they finally get to see on the trail or what it is, but hopefully, like it has in the years past, works itself through, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm kind of struck with, I mean, you just seem so calm heading into every checkpoint. You're joking with all the mushers, and it seems like you're just having a good time. And you're trying something new this year with trying to stay more with the lead. When before it was kind of nerve-wracking seeing, you know, Team Kaiser kind of further back along the trail. Can you talk about how you keep your composure with, you know, with these decisions that you make and with switching it up this year?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, especially when we're running this pace. I mean, I know I'm not in the front, but even my pace is, you know, it's a fast pace to get here. Not a lot of rest. And a few years ago, you know, this pace would probably put me right in the very front. So there's definitely nerves every time you leave a checkpoint or a rest stop, wondering if you're resting long enough and, you know, if it's going to pan out in the end. I'm really trying to balance still having a strong team at the end, so I have no reason to be in the front right now, and I want to stay closer, but at the same time I have to give them enough rest and take good enough care of them that I have a strong team at the end. Uh-huh. So whether that works out or not, I don't know, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do. So uh-huh. I'm not looking to be in the lead.
Right. And just thinking about the trail ahead and the stops ahead and, you know, where you have traditionally pushed the team on up the coast and just made up some really good time, when do you expect to see your team? When are you going to gauge whether or not they have what it takes to make your moves that you do?
Hopefully by the Yukon, we can see what we have to work with. Like I said, if this eating and stuff like that turns around, I mean, they're not doing bad or anything, mm-hmm. but they're definitely not at 100%, and I think it's the same for a lot of teams, mm-hmm. with the weather and the heat, and I was thinking, well, if it cools off, it could get better, but I don't think it's going to cool off now, looking at a forecast, so it's just something we're going to deal with. And yeah, this team takes a while. It's usually 500 or 600 miles, so when we get to the Yukon, hopefully we'll see what we have.
Right,
so.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Yep.
Pete Kaiser in Takotna, reporting in Takotna. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.